Well, here we're talking about things that are in the mix that shouldn't be there. And, you know, I've had to stop. I tell you, I've had to stop and go through this little exercise here, but it really works. And I've said to God, you know, what is the blockage here? I'm not seeing the manifestation of these miracles that I know they're your will. I spent enough time to know before I jumped off into this deal, I found out it was your will. It was okay with you, and you were in on this. But I noticed that there's just something holding me back. So sometimes I've had to go and say to the Lord, would you show me what it is? And then all of a sudden things percolate up. And he said, yeah, there's been some pride there, Darren. And so then I stop and say, all right, spirit of pride, in the name of Jesus, I command you to rise up and be cast into the sea. I declare, I bind you, you get out of here. And then I said, what else? He said, well, you've hurt some people. Now we're talking about relationships. And sometimes I said, you know, before we can go on here, you need to pick up that phone over there. You need to make that phone call, or you need to go see that person. You need to ask their forgiveness. You know, you and that person are sideways here. It's not clear with you. There's a problem. And, you know, sometimes it says in Scripture it says, if your brother's offended, leave your offering at the altar and go and make amends. Go and take care of that. Well, sometimes I've had to do that. You know, and I'm even beyond, thinking, well, I don't want you to ever know that. No, you just well know that. You know, sometimes these ministers of the gospel want you to think they're so perfect. Let me tell you, they're human. And they got the same challenges you do. Now, some people I talk to, I say, you know, let me ask you a question. Or do you steal? Oh, no, Brother Darren. Oh, no. I learned early on that's one of the Ten Commandments. Do not steal. I say, well, let me see your checkbook. Are you a tither? Well, now let me tell you what my take is on that. I don't want to say, I don't have 3 seconds for your take. If you're taking God's money, you're what's called a thief. You're stealing. And you need to repent and then tithe. Start giving to the Lord. Say, okay, Darren, I'll do that. Well, let's do it right now. And sometimes I'll walk them through a prayer or take them through a prayer. And I'll say, first of all, I want you to admit something, because it's a great thing when we admit the sin. Call it what it is. Have you been stealing from God? Well, yes, I have. Then you're a thief, aren't you? Yes. I want you to tell God, I have been stealing from you. I have been a thief. I need forgiveness, and I want you to change my life. Now, that's if you're serious. If you're not serious, well, turn the tape off and forget it. You know, give it to somebody else that wants to be blessed, and let's get on with life. Some people exaggerate. You know what that's called? That's lying. Well, how big is your house? Well, we have 6 bedrooms and 5 bathrooms. Really? Well, yeah, could I see your house? Well, today wouldn't be a good day. You have just lied to that person, and you don't want to come over and catch you in the lie. You hear what I'm saying? And I'll tell you, folks, we've got... Now, of course, in ministry, we call that, evangelistic. We're stretching the numbers. Well, I mean, I had a man take some pictures, and he was doing a brochure for me one time. And he said, you know, if I get down behind the crowd, it looks like a lot of people there. I said, what's the reason for that? And he wrote the article, and he said, well, there were 800 people there. I said, no, there wasn't. There was about 200, maybe 250 at the most. You don't lie. If you write an article for me, don't stretch the facts. Don't do it. Just don't do it. I'm going to put my name on that, you know, and say, well, I turned my back while you write the article. No way. We can't do that. Well, in John 15:7, again, it says, if my word abides in you and you abide in me, ask whatever you wish. It shall be done for you by my Father who is in heaven. Well, you can't get a much better deal than that. Now, I'm going to give you some key scriptures that you need to know better than you know your birthday and your Social Security number, better than you know your name. All right, John 14, verse 13 says, Jesus was speaking. Jesus said, whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Next verse says, if you ask me anything in my name, I'll do it for you. Now here, God is making an open-ended offer to you. Now, where there's an offer promise, I call these offer promises. He's made an offer, he's made a promise. And you got to say, well, you know, I don't know if you can do that. Well, see, now you're starting to doubt God. So now we're talking about some other clinkers that need to be taken care of. If there's fear, doubt, or unbelief, those are mountains. You need to speak to those mountains in the same way. Say, Lord, I really don't have the solid faith I ought to have here. I believe there's some fear and a little doubt and quite a bit of unbelief here. I'm not sure that all things are possible with you. I'm not sure you'd do that for me. Well, you need to speak to that. Spirit of fear, doubt, and unbelief, rise up and get out of my heart and be cast into the sea. And you need to thank the Lord, and you need to say, it's done. I went by Scripture. The Scripture says, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast to the sea, doesn't doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it shall be granted unto him. Well, what you say is going to happen, you just commanded those mountains to get out of your life. And those mountain ranges, that's what keeps you from achieving or from getting to your vision, your goal, or your dream. You have to stop and deal with that. And you got to stop and say, is my house clean? I mean, I'm talking about the spiritual house. And it says our bodies are temple of Holy Spirit. You know, am I into pornography? Am I staring at the men? Ladies, talk to you straight. Are you a crouch watcher? Men, are you busy watching the women and, you know, just taking inventory all the time? Is that you? If that's you, you need to confess impurity and perversion and get out of that nonsense, because it will rob you. It will rob you. It says the adulterous woman is a thief and a robber. Well, adultery, whether it's, you say, well, I didn't go to bed with anybody. No, Jesus said if you committed adultery with that person in your heart, I mean, if you've lusted at that person, you've committed adultery. Well, face it. If it's there, admit it, and let God take it away from you and cleanse your life. See, I'm giving you the keys of the kingdom, folks. Matthew 16:19, Jesus says, I'll give you the keys to the kingdom. What you bind is bound. What you loose is loosed in heaven and on earth. And you need to do that if you want to win. Well, here now, you need to keep your goal, your vision, that thing that you really, really want, and you know you can't get it done on your own. You got to have Jesus. You got to keep that in mind. So you begin to ask and you begin to visualize. See, now we're talking here about the simulator again. That's your ability to practice. To practice in your spirit and in your mind, see? And as you do that, and as that scripture becomes more and more real to you, all of a sudden that scripture eases out, puts out all those old habit patterns, all those old things that have kept you from acquiring success. See, it's simulation. See, I've got to begin to confess with my mouth. See, and if I confess with my mouth, and you got saved by confession, if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart. Confession is for salvation. Believing in your heart, see, is for righteousness. That's how you got saved. That's how you got into the kingdom in the first place. This will be a lifetime process. You need to know that you're going to confess Scripture from now until you die and leave this earth, until your expiration date comes. See, I want one day we're all going to be out of here. Well, what are we going to do with the time in the meantime? And when I see God saying to me, and I hear him saying it, I begin to decree those things. And I love that scripture in Job 22:28 that says, decree a thing, it shall be established for you, and light will shine on your path. You mean, Darren, I can decree my way to success? Absolutely, if you're willing to stop and deal with the mountains and the potholes and, you know, the speed bumps in your life. You get that out of your life, then God can work. God can work. But I'll tell you, holiness and wickedness will not mix. I mean, it's like water and oil. They don't mix. You know that if you get a little oil, you know, in a glass of water, you know, maybe it's a little cooking oil, it'll float right on top of the surface. It will not mix with that water. It's not made to mix with that water. Well, let me tell you, God wants to bless you. That's why he sent his son Jesus. Then I want to tell you, Jesus, tell them all about me. Don't hold out on anything. Tell them all about me. And Jesus said, you know, I've told you about my Father. I'm here. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And by the way, you need to believe in John 14:10-14. He's saying, you need to believe that I'm in the Father and the Father's in me. And if you do, even greater works than I've done, you will do. Get acquainted with the Scripture, folks. Get acquainted with the Scripture. I have on the license plate of my vehicle, Mark 9:23. All things are possible to him who believes. I also love just in the next chapter, Mark 10:27. You'll hear, if you're around me, you'll hear me quote it. With men it's impossible, but not with God. All right, in other words, you need to be with God. With men it's impossible. Okay, I don't want to be in the impossibilities anymore, so I'm going to move over to the possibilities. So I'm over here with God now, and I'm saying, all right, your word says all things are possible with God. I have got a dream. I have got a vision. I have got a goal. And I've taken time, and you said, yeah, you approve of that. And you said, whatever you ask in my name, that will I do. All right, Lord, I've got this wild imagination. You gave it to me, by the way. I've got this wild imagination, and I'm just imagining myself now with that perfect job. I'm imagining myself with that perfect breakthrough, with that great patent. You know, the other day I was watching television, and they were talking about a man in the late 1800s, and he went to a friend of his.